Jerry Thompson and Randy Abrams for the Malware Report. Randy, unfortunate as it is, and it's just certainly a part of human nature, the idea of a national disaster, natural disaster, those are things that we live with, unfortunately, as human beings. But there's a sidelight to these disasters that has even more impact. And as I was reading about this, I thought, you know, it's one thing for the Myanmar government to prevent funds from arriving in the country and being distributed appropriately. But there's another aspect with, hackers who are redirecting funds for legitimate organizations into their own pockets. I know this happened during Hurricane Katrina, and it happens almost literally after every major, disaster in the country, China being another example. Now, typically they've hacked websites, but I understand there's something else going on right now with using text messages. Can you tell me a little bit about those?
Sure. And I think saying hackers is giving a lot of people too much credit. A lot of them are just simply thieves, and that's it. And they don't necessarily have any significant technical skills. So we've seen in the past when there's been a natural disaster, hundreds if not thousands of websites get registered, domains get registered, where they say donate to help these poor people, and every penny that you donate goes to some crook's pocket. Well, the variation on this, and it's really nothing new except that it's a variation on an old scam, is that they're using SMS text messages now. So someone gets a text message on their phone saying, can you please help these poor people? It's really simple. You can wire the money by doing this. And people like to help other people. It makes you feel good to help someone else. And they don't investigate where that message came from or what organization. And it's really easy to create the name of an organization that sounds very official and helpful. And so they send the money, and it never goes to help any of the victims of the disaster.
Is there any way to determine what is legitimate from what is not legitimate?
It can be very difficult, and it's not easy. You have to find out what the organization is that you're donating to. And so I strongly encourage people to donate either through the Red Cross, which is a well-known organization, and it's very easy to contact them. They make it very easy to donate and have a good record for the percentage of funds collected going to help the victim. Or if for some reason you don't like the Red Cross, go through your own church. And I'm not saying just go through any church that you find, because there are also fake churches out there, too. It's easy to set up a fake church. In fact, a friend of mine isn't a fake church, but he sent his $5 off and became a licensed minister who can perform marriages, you know. But if you have a church that you know and trust, they can help you find organizations that are legitimate that will help funnel the money to the people that actually need the help. Because what we see now, especially because the web makes things so fast and so easy, is that there are a lot of crooks that want to steal that money, and they'll make websites using very inexpensive software that makes beautiful-looking websites to trick people into sending money. And if you don't check on where that money's going, then the odds are it's not going to go where you want it to go. One of the really, really good things about the Bill and Melissa Gates Charitable Foundation is that they do a lot of research into the organizations that they help with their money. So they try to make sure that the money, the charitable donations, are going to get the maximum effect. Well, most of us don't have the resources of the Gates Foundation, but we can go with well-known organizations to make sure that the money we donate actually goes to help the right people.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's sort of a sad fact of life these days that one bad apple can spoil the entire barrel. I know my wife had someone come door to door. You know, college student, very clean cut. They had a very reasonable sales spiel. They were going to wash our windows, which we desperately needed done. We paid the money, and they never showed up. And, you know, her response was, you know what, from now on, I will never, ever, ever give donations for people who come door-to-door. I've had it. And I think it sounds like this is somewhat similar, although you prefer not to be a victim before you suddenly decide, I'm not going to click on these links, but rather be forewarned and just say, unfortunately, due to the professionals out there and the thieves, as you pointed out, this kind of solicitation is not one that you typically should be looking at. And I think your point of in terms of going to reliable organizations like the Red Cross is very important. I do know the Red Cross is scammed on occasionally. So again, clicking on links for solicitation from the Red Cross, it would not be as significant as going to their website specifically and looking for places to donate. Well, I'd say our time is up, and while we haven't done our part necessarily to help with some of the natural disasters around the world, hopefully at least we've made sure that some of the funds everyone out there would like to be able to donate is going to get to the right people. So thanks very much, and if people have any additional questions about donations, both their own companies' donations or privately, and are concerned about this, they can reach you at
askeset@eset.com.
Terrific, Randy. I appreciate it as always. This has been Gary Thompson and Randy Abrams for the Malware Report.